The Christmas story is completely extraordinary and unique when you think of its origins in a backwater at the edge of the Roman Empire, forgotten, a rebellious people. Something happened which changed people's lives, who then told others. The shepherds left that place, that manger, to tell others, who told others, who told others, so that eventually the whole Roman Empire swung around on a hinge towards Christ. And even our calendar is dated from the events that we are celebrating tonight. Throughout North America, South America, the whole of Europe, Russia, India, most of Africa, take the date from this event. It's a huge breakthrough. And other countries which don't often revert to it when doing business, so that everyone understands what date we're talking about. And I believe that this is because there's extraordinary breakthrough. And even in primary schools throughout the UK, whether they're Church of England ones or normal ones, there are always nativity stories, you know, and parents go and they cry, and we've seen videos of our grandchildren in nativity shows. I can show them to you afterwards if you like. A friend of mine preaching on the radio last Sunday was telling this story about a boy once who wanted to be Joseph in the school nativity, and he really longed for that. And the day came when the parts were given out, and he was not given the part of Joseph, but he was given the part of the innkeeper. And then the day came when all the parents arrived, the grandparents, the teachers, and everyone, and the nativity play happened, and Joseph and Mary arrived at the innkeeper, at the door of the inn, and knocked on the door. And Joseph said, "Can we come in?" And the innkeeper opened the door and said to Mary, "You can come in, but you can't, because I wanted to be Joseph." He said, I don't know how they got on after that in that nativity, but he was trying to break into the story. But what I really am trying to say is that at Christmas, it's God who is breaking through. There are lots of angels. There's a heavenly army bursting out into song. Maybe it's been rehearsed for hundreds or thousands of years, and in unison they're singing glory to God in the highest. God is breaking into a very needy world. The world is very troubled tonight, whether it's in tsunami land or even in our own country. I had an email from a bishop in the Democratic Republic of Congo this week asking that people would understand what the virus of Ebola is and start taking measures, and God would protect medical staff and drugs to treat Ebola be developed, and that the state of war ends. We have little idea of the huge needs for God to break through, but he has broken through at Christmas. I'm going to show a few beautiful pictures, in my opinion. Let's just put up here is one of them. The angels terrifying the shepherds, because the veil between heaven and earth is lifting. Here's an even more scary one. I don't know if you've seen an angel, if you've thought about that, or what that means. You can't get away from the breakthrough supernatural Christmas. This is William Blake, who's trying to make a bit of order, so that hint of Ezekiel's wheels within wheels. And here are shepherds being sore afraid. And we may not understand this. You may be here tonight, I don't understand it. Cardinal Newman, an Oxford genius, said this: "We must make up our minds to be ignorant of much if we would know anything." So we might be ignorant about it. Like Jade, who we saw in that film, the midwife who learnt Christ when she went to Africa and found the whole atmosphere pervaded by belief in God. And she said this, "I began to question. I considered it was perhaps arrogant of me to dismiss the Christian faith completely without ever having tried to understand it. I began to open myself up to experience God. I started to pray to him." How about you? Are you open to experiencing God? And have you prayed to him? I know many, many in the room will have done that, but I want to encourage all of us. And in that day, angels were breaking through, and the spiritual darkness which had covered the earth for 4,000 years was being dispelled. And the way to peace with God was being opened for all humankind. And the head of Satan, the darkness, was being about to be crushed. Which is why the shepherds got so excited. And these guys on the film, of whom two are here in the room tonight, are happy. Liberty is about to be proclaimed to captives and recovering of sight to blind. And salvation was no longer going to be seen through hints and types and figures in the Old Testament, but it was going to be clearly there. The angel says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He's the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Let's put up the slides again. Here are more. Just signs of breaking in. With, again, shepherds terrified, as we would be, until calmed by the word, "Don't be afraid. Heaven is touching earth." And in this beautiful picture, when the shepherds eventually get there, light is coming from the child, because he is the true light that lightens every man and woman, was coming into the world. He's breaking through. And John Donne said this about the Nativity, that all, capital A, which always is all everywhere, lo, faithful virgin, yields himself to lie in prison in thy womb. Immensity, cloistered in thy dear womb, now leaves her long imprisonment. Let's leave the picture up, if you may. I know your instructions are to take it off after 2 minutes or something, but let's just leave them up, because it's nicer to look at than me. And let's meditate on this beautiful, holy night. And they sing glory to God. Now has come the highest degree of glory to God, because Jesus is appearing in the world. And by his life and death, he will glorify God's attributes of justice and holiness and mercy and wisdom as they never were glorified before. Creation glorified God, but redemption in Christ, maybe even more. So Christmas is a time of excuse me, breakthrough. And then it's a time of breaking in. Secondly, God breaking in. Not simply breaking the veil through two worlds, but breaking into people's lives. Peace to people on earth on whom his favor rests is the angel's song, one of the great songs of the incarnation. The perfect peace between a holy God and an unholy person. Peace offered to everybody in the heart. Peace which passes all understanding, which keeps our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, is available tonight. If you're a person, and we see much of this in stress and sometimes mental sickness and illness and anxiety, or if you're a person troubled. Let this be a break in to your life tonight, which can seem a bit threatening. You know, Herod didn't like it. The scribes and Pharisees, who were the intellectuals of the day, you may feel you're an intellectual here tonight. They didn't like it. They knew all about Bethlehem, but they wouldn't go to Bethlehem. And for me, when I was thinking about Christian, about this, you know, years ago in this city, it was immensely troubling to me and threatening to me. And I couldn't possibly become a Christian. It was the idea of God breaking into my life. Someone said, it's the threat of peace in a culture of chaos. And that was me. But in the end, I thank God he gave me the chance to receive him. And it's considered that the message was given to shepherds located on the lower rungs of the social ladder, the poorest of the poor, really, excluded from being able to give testimony in a court of law because they were considered unreliable. They are contrasted with more powerful people mentioned in the Christmas story, like the Emperor Augustus. And they seem to reflect Mary's words in the Magnificat. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and lifted up the humble. Let's be humble tonight. And this slide shows shepherds arriving. And they are men, here in this case, who have seen a lot in their young lives. If you look at them carefully, they are lined and careworn. And yet they're coming and they're being seen because we come as we are to the manger and let him come in. God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven, and God is breaking in to their lives. So breakthrough, break in, and lastly, break out. Christmas is about breaking out. We break out when we find this. They hurry off to tell others. When they'd seen him, they spread the word. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. And the shepherds aren't told where to go and see the baby, but somewhere deep in Jewish tradition, in writings called the Mishnah, a belief arose that the Messiah would be born in a certain tower, a shelter called the Migdal Eder. And then a 19th century Jewish scholar suggested this was the place where Jesus was born. And it was a watchtower used to watch over the flocks bred for temple sacrifice. In a stable, there was a stable there where ewes gave birth to lambs who were wrapped in swaddling strips. And maybe the shepherds were watching on the hill just near this shelter, and they knew where it was, and they ran to it, and they glimpsed something, Jesus, the Lamb of God, wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in the same manger as the sheep they'd been preparing for sacrifice. The one who would take away the sin of the world. The one who, at the same time, it's worth mentioning that shepherds, although poor by this time, Abraham was a shepherd, Jacob was a shepherd, Moses was a shepherd, David was a shepherd, the Old Testament prophet Amos was a shepherd, and here is the good shepherd who will lay down his life for the sheep, who is Isaiah's light shining in the darkness. Who's the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father, the one anointed to preach good news to the poor and to bind up the brokenhearted. And they go and recognize the Good Shepherd in dramatic terms. And they rush to serve others and bring justice. So let's just have a moment's prayer as we conclude this meditation. Thank you, Lord, that you break through. I now ask you to break in to my situation. Please come into my life as my Savior to cleanse me and as my friend to be with me and as my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. I want to make you my shepherd so that even if I go through the pathways of darkness and the shadow of death, I need not fear any evil and I can break out of fear and trouble and bring your light to others. Help me, God, this Christmas and always. Amen.